Blog Talk Radio.
Do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
The Rock says, know your damn role.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, man. What's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Glad to have you on the show, as always.
Hey, glad to be on, as usual.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Sports Urban Legend. Of course, I'm William Ramo. He's Macaulay Matthew. And on today's show, we're going to talk about all the latest news and sports and entertainment and everything else. You know, if you want to talk any of these topics, you're in the right place. So, of course, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers' recent injury, talk about The Rock returning to the WWE last week, the recent WWE firings that happened, and, you know, what's going on in the world of sports, you know, Aaron Judge hitting, you know, 3 home runs in the game, second time he did this season, making him the first Yankee to do it in history. Talk about that. We'll talk about the Mets' recent play, you know. And, you know, we'll let you know how the Giants and Jets are doing and what else is on our mind. So if you'd like to talk about any of these topics and more, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, That number is 563-999-3529. The number again is 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics some more. We'd love to hear from you. But with that said, let's talk about this Aaron Rodgers injury. And you can't make this stuff up. You know, literally, you know, 4 snaps into the game, and his season is over. Faster than you could say Edwin Diaz in the WBC, his season is over too before it practically started. You know, it's only stuff like this could happen to the teams I root for. Like, you just can't make this stuff up. You know, the whole season is, you know, practically over. I mean, they did show resiliency coming back and winning that game in overtime. You know, but they got their butt kicked by the Cowboys, which is, you know, something, you know, as a Giant fan this year, you're very familiar with. You know, it's I don't know. The season isn't looking too good right now with Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. You know, he said he's going to try to come back, but we shall see. What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a big blow to the Jets and any chance that they have of making a Super Bowl. You know, because the Jets went into the season as Super Bowl contenders. And now with Aaron Rodgers out, you know, those any chance of making the Super Bowl is very slim right now. I mean, I don't think you can go to the Super Bowl with your current quarterback who has struggled for the last several years, you know. They might have to go out and maybe find someone else. You know, there's a lot of good quarterbacks that's still out there. I know there's some teams trying to get Phillip Rivers to come out of retirement. I'm also hearing names like, what was the former Falcons quarterback name again? I'm forgetting his name. What was it? Matt Ryan. I hear Matt Ryan is also out there. So, you know, there's some quarterbacks that just can go after. I don't know if they will go after them. They might just ride out. They might just stick with Zach Wilson.
That's what I think.
See how far Zach Wilson will lead them. But from what we've seen from Zach Wilson the last 2 years, I honestly don't think he's the quarterback to lead the Jets to the promised land.
I'd agree with that.
So they might have to sign a veteran quarterback, you know. This team is still talented. You got a lot of good playmakers on the team right now. You got a young running back, a young wide receiver. You got some veteran wide receivers. You got a good defense. I mean, you still got a good team out there, but that quarterback position is going to be a focal position to all season long. Because with Aaron Rodgers out, I mean, they need a guy to make plays and to lead this team. And Zach Wilson is definitely not that guy. So, Jets are. Yeah, I mean, it's still early. So I don't think we should panic yet. You did lose last Monday Sunday? Actually, it was Sunday to the Cowboys, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think. So you're 1-1 on the season right now. So
and they're going to be facing the Patriots tomorrow afternoon,
which is a winnable game, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, they're 0-2, but the Patriots did, I think they lost, both of those losses were close games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, right now, Jets, I don't know which way they're going to go. We'll just have to see. We'll see if Zach Wilson plays a bit better, and if he is the guy to lead the Jets. So, we'll have to wait and see.
Facing the ghost of Tom Brady, you know, with Bill Belichick doing smoke and mirrors. So they, you know, even though this should be a game they should win, but you know, especially hosting them.
Yeah.
They gotta, they can't take Bill Belichick lightly, or else he's gonna give them their resignation for a third time.
Yeah.
As we remember, he had two chances. He's a two-time paper Jet head coach, and basically, the last time he quit, he faxed them his resignation with his initials, and then he took the Patriots job, which, you know, as you can see, was a horrible decision. You know, never heard about him again. You know, he just disappeared into, you know, obscurity. We never heard or seen of Bill Belichick again. So, be nice to see him, you know, in the future.
We'll see. You know, we'll see where the Jets go from here. But Aaron Rodgers is remaining optimistic. He thinks he might be able to return probably by the playoffs, if the Jets make the playoffs. I mean, it's good
playoffs
to be optimistic, but that is very optimistic. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll see. We've seen crazier things happen, so it's not out of the realm that, you know, he returns that early from that injury. But that injury that he suffered, I mean, there's been athletes that have been out for a year or so. So I don't think he'll be coming back for this season. I think you'll probably see him come back sometime next year.
Yeah, I think he'll be back next year as well.
Yeah.
Because this dude's 39 years old. I mean, you don't want this guy to pull something. His career is basically over. I mean, this could be a career-ending thing. I mean, he's defiant. You know. I think he said that, like, you know, you give him the odds and he'll show you what he could do or something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Han Solo said. I think in one of the Star Wars, the original trilogy, he said, "Don't show me the odds" or something like that. Something to that effect. I can't remember the exact line, but basically, you know, they want to defy the odds, you know, because they, you know,
Gianni. I'm watching Women of Wrestling on WNY 55, and there's this Gia Gianni. She has a fat ass. Sorry, audience. Women of Wrestling.
Oh, isn't it the show that has what's her name, AJ Lee on it? AJ Lee, as an announcer.
I guess so. I mean, I don't really watch it that often, but here and there I'll peek in to see what's going on. But I know this is Gia Giannani, and I see it thick.
Which one? I just flicked it. She the one that just did the split?
No, she's the one in the silver. She's like wearing silver and black.
Oh, next to the referee.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
What was I going to say? I forgot my train of thought.
You're mesmerized as well.
Jerry, what was I going to say? Yeah, so hopefully, you know, Aaron Rodgers will. Oh, she's the one in the silver, right? Silver and the black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah.
But, yes, back to what I was saying. Hopefully, you know, Aaron Rodgers will, you know, bounce back and stay healthy, you know, get healthy.
But he is, like you said, he's going to be 4 years old. So, I mean, who knows how much time he has left to play football, you know? He does come back, let's say, next year. Might be his last year.
Yeah, I mean, this year was most likely going to be his last year anyway. But, you know, I guess he feels, you know, re-energized to try to play for a few more years. And then this injury happened. So, you know,
yeah,
he's definitely going to try to come back next year if it's or this year if it's possible either way. You know, because, you know, legendary, you know, athletes, they want to go out on top, you know.
Yeah.
But the problem is, you know, when you're up there, when you're, like, close to 40 or in your 40s and you're trying to come back, you know, or, you know, defy the odds, you know, father time, you know, gives you that super kick and gives you that reality check that, you know, it's time for you to hang up. Look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady didn't have a Tom Brady-like season last year, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had to call it quits, you know. And, you know, that most likely going to happen to Aaron Rodgers too, you know. But, you know, we shall see. Hopefully he can get a speedy recovery. Well, he can't have a speedy recovery for his thing, which, you know, should be, you know, out for the whole year. But, you know, as long as he has a good recovery, you know, that's what really matters, really. So,
yeah.
hope he can get back and, you know, won't have any lingering effects for his post-playing career.
Yep.
But, yeah, let's shift gears. Your Yankees. Well,
but before we go, I should
talk about your Giants and think about it.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, you mentioned that Rodgers' injury. We also have our own injury with Saquon Barkley, who suffered a high ankle sprain.
Oh, right, yes, correct.
He's going to be out for the next several weeks. So, yeah, I mean, the Giants right now, they played the 49ers on Thursday Night Football to start off week three, and we got out bust-handed. Man, we got whooped. We got whooped worse than a slave back in the day, 30-12. So it was not a good game overall for us. And we're 1-2 in the season. I mean, the season started off rocky to begin with that blowout by the Cowboys. We lost that game 40-0, I think.
40-0, yeah.
He didn't score a point.
Can't get any worse.
And can't get any worse
back
than that.
He
bounced back,
in a close game.
Came back and beat the Cardinals last week,
mm-hmm.
31-28, but now this past Thursday, losing to the Niners, it's not good. From what I'm seeing from this team right now, if we don't start playing better defense,
mm-hmm.
this season will be done before it begins.
So what do you think about the Giants? Do you think they're just having a slow start, or this so far they are who they say they are so far?
I hope it's just a slow start, but right now they're looking like pretenders instead of contenders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting blown out too. I mean, that's the
yeah. The defense has not been playing well.
Yeah,
defense has not been playing well at all, and the offense is a bit shaky. Both sides of the football don't look good, so they gotta. I'm hoping it's just a slow start right now, and it's still early, so I'm not gonna panic. But if they continue to play like this for the next several weeks, then the season will be done before they know it.
Yeah, because at least the Patriots they're 0-2, but they at least they lost some close ones. This one, yeah, your losses are like horrible losses so far. So they gotta, if they lose to the Jets, especially badly, you know, that might be, you know, who knows. But, let's see. With the Giants, you know, the season is early. You know, they win. They beat the Seahawks, you know, on your birthday, ironically.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to that game. I'm thinking about it. We'll see.
Then you know they'll be 2-2 again, you know. But yeah, we shall see.
Don't play with me, guys.
It'd be a nice gift for you to see, you know, for them to give you a W.
So we'll see.
Yeah, let's shift gears to another team you like, who ironically you did see on your birthday last year, the New York Yankees. You know, the Yankees, they're having a bad season, especially for Yankee standards. But the only highlight the Yankees have is Aaron Judge. You know, he missed, a month with an injury, but he's still able to put up, 30, how many home runs he has, 35, I think?
Yeah, I think he's up to 35.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine if he hadn't missed some games, he would have probably broken the home run record this year, maybe.
It's possible, yeah. I mean, not to mention he did something that no Yankee has ever done before, have 2-3 home run games in the same season. Not even Babe Ruth, Mantle, Garrick, You name all the iconic guys in Cooperstown, you know, Mantle, DiMaggio, they never did that. So, you know, props to your boy Aaron Judge.
Me and Judge have a lot in common. We both hit 3 home runs twice.
Congratulations. I didn't know you played in the Little Leagues, but, you know, hey,
well,
congratulations.
I'm not talking about baseball.
All right. I guess you play in the NBA as well.
Inside joke, but I will keep it at that.
By any case, you know, congratulations to Aaron Judge. Your boy, the only highlight of this season.
Yes, that's the only highlight of the Yankee season because well, that and also the hip-hop 50th anniversary that
I went to
at Yankee Stadium. There haven't been too many things to root for regarding the Yankees because the Yankees have been inconsistent all year. But let's just finish the season off strong, you know. This is the last week coming up, right, of the regular season?
Yeah, that's true.
I just hope these guys can finish the season off strong, finish 500, and then going into off season, let's do a rebuild. You know, let's try to trade some players, try to get some new players, revamp the offense, the pitching staff. I mean, because the way this team is constructed right now, if we don't make changes for next year, we're not going to go anywhere. We'll be worse, just as bad this year if we don't make any changes this offseason. So let's just finish the season off strong, and then we'll figure it out coming off season.
Presumably, you guys have been mathematically eliminated already, right?
To me, the Yankees have been eliminated since before the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but yeah, I mean, they're only what three games ahead of the Red Sox to avoid the last place spot.
Yeah, I mean, they're not making the postseason. Let's be realistic here, you know.
Even for the Yankees always have miraculous, you know, comebacks and stuff. But yeah, this Yankee team, I mean, other than Judge and Garrett Cole, I mean, they very few of them really showed the heart. You know, and the, you know, lived up to the pinstripe moniker. You know, a lot of these, so you've been injured, underperforming, you know,
yeah,
so yeah, this has been an un-Yankee like season to which we've never seen. Literally, we've never seen a season like this before.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at the.
This is the worst season I've seen as a fan of the Yankees. So,
yeah. This is like back in the days when you started being a Yankee fan or you know, like in the early 2000s, it's like topsy-turvy. It's like you got the Orioles, Rays, and Blue Jays on top, and then you got the Yankees and the Red Sox on the bottom, which, you know, back 20 years ago would have been the exact opposite.
Yeah.
These two teams battling it out for you know, the top spot.
Cool.
So, yeah,
the
Yankees, they got to open the purse and, you know, make some smart decisions. I think you don't think so, but I think they're going to go after Ohtani. You know, I know that's nobody's thinking that, but I think the Yankees are playing possum.
Man, have you seen what the deals that Yankees have made recently?
Yeah,
which have been nothing major the last
All the more reason why they have to open up the purse.
Man, please. Yankees are cheap these days. These aren't your Steinbrenner Yankees. Your George Steinbrenner Yankees these days. So those days are long gone.
So you don't think they'll never open up the purse?
I think they'll try, but I don't think they'll be in a huff for Ohtani, honestly. Especially when you got a guy like Judge in the outfield already. And where are you going to put Ohtani anyway?
DH?
Nah. Ohtani's gonna want to play in the outfield. Ohtani's kind of a diva to me, from what I'm hearing right now.
I do hear that he's been giving the Angels a hard time. You know, obviously, you know, he's a great pitcher as well. But yeah, and then you know, obviously, for years throughout his whole career, they've been saying that you know, he don't want to come to the East Coast. So, I mean,
I think he might stay in LA. He might go to the Dodgers, probably.
Yeah, the Dodgers might be the Dodgers would be the most realistic destination for him.
Yeah.
I mean, if money talks, he'll come to New York either for the Mets or the Yankees.
I know you guys, there's been talks also that the Mets would be top contenders. And Uncle
I believe
Stevie
it when I see
open
it.
Up his wallet.
I don't know.
You open it. What do you mean you believe when you see it? You guys went out and got Verlander and
Scherzer, yes.
Scherzer. And look at the last few years you guys spent money.
No, I know that. This isn't the Wilpon Mets. I'm saying I believe when I see it that he wants to come to New York. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about Steve Cohen. I mean, there is rumors that, you know, Steve Cohen said that he's not going to spend the money. But I think Steve Cohen will, you know. I mean, he's just not going to spend on aging players. I think he'll spend the money more wisely. And they just recently got the guy that they wanted, David Stearns, to be their, you know, the first ever Met president of baseball operations. You know, he did a great job with the Brewers. He worked in the Astros organization, and then he was an intern with the Mets. Grew up a Mets fan, and you know, now he's finally gonna try to assemble a championship caliber team. You know, for the team he grew up rooting for as a kid. So, I mean, this is the guy that the Mets wanted. Steve Cohen wanted to get this guy 3 years ago. But now they finally have a chance, you know, to allegedly they signed them, and it's going to be announced officially as soon as the season's over. So that's something to look forward to with the Mets and see what they're going to do. You know, there's rumors that, you know, he might fire Buck Showalter and hire your boy Craig Counsell perhaps, or maybe keep Showalter. I mean, who knows? Who knows what's going on?
What are your thoughts?
I wouldn't mind signing Craig Counsell to be in the organization, be like a manager in the wing. But I think they should give Buck one more year. You know, next year would be his walk year. I think you should give him that chance to redeem himself. Last year he did manage the team to a 101 win season. This year, practically everybody underperformed. I mean, Pete Alonso's, he kind of similar to a Judge. You know, he got hit in the hand. I think they were expecting him to be out for a month, but he came back like in 10 days. And he has, 35 home runs as well or so, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, he's, you know, Alonso, average-wise, he's been horrible. But, you know, power-wise, he's put up the numbers, but he's been in a cold slump. I mean, he's a streaky hitter. I mean, September is usually the month where he, you know, he hits a lot of home runs, you know, as evident, you know, when his rookie year when he broke Aaron Judge's home run record in 2019. But, yeah, he's slumping. You know, he got to wake up. You know, he's in Philadelphia. I mean, that should be a place where he, you know, add a couple of, you know, home runs in his stats, you know. Lindor, he hit his, 27th home run on Friday. You know, if Lindor hits 30 home runs, he's going to be a 30-30-30 guy. You know, he'll have 30 home runs, He stole his 30th stolen base a few days ago, which that's a career high for him. He never stole 30 bases before this year.
Wow.
You know, he has 27 home runs right now, and he has at least 30 doubles right now. So he has a chance for that. Brandon Nimmo, he has 24, 25 home runs already, and that's this is easily his career high. Alvarez, he had a great rookie year. He's kind of cooled off a bit right now. Mauricio, he's doing his thing. Jeff McNeil is starting to heat up a bit. trying to think. Vientos, he's, you know, he definitely bounced back. And then you got in the starting rotation, I'm trying to think. Yeah, Senga won his 12th game a few days ago. Let me see who else. Quintanilla, he pitched well prior to today's start against the Phillies where he got his butt kicked. But prior to that, he was a good pitcher. Miguel and Peterson has shown promise this year. Lucchese, he's been great in the few starts that he's been. I think he's had, what, 3 starts and he's undefeated or something like that. I'm trying to think of somebody I'm missing. Oh, Buto. Buto, he's pitched a couple of games. He's pitched well. And then you got some. Yeah, Buto.
Okay.
And then they got some. They got like 5 good pitchers in the minor leagues. Scott, Tidewell. The names are escaping me at the moment, but yeah, they have some. Sprout, I think, is one of them. Yeah, they got some guys who look like they could be good pitchers, and then they got some guys in the minor leagues, especially in the trades that they have for Scherzer and Verlander. You know, those guys are doing well. Gilbert, Jet Williams, you know, down in the minors. Acuna. Yeah, they have some potential, you know. So if they spend wisely and develop these guys, you know, who knows? Mets can, you know, could maybe make some noise in a few years, you know, hopefully. Hopefully, you know, they can end this job before it reaches 40. Because, yeah, we're closely approaching the 40th anniversary in a few years. So hopefully we can, you know, win a title. You know, before that happens, well, we shall see. Yeah. So yeah, that's that right there. And then you know, basketball. Donovan Mitchell. You know, there's rumors that he's gonna probably you know, play this year. And not pick up his player option, making him a free agent. You know, hopefully that will make him, you know, come to the Knicks.
That'd be great.
Mhm. Yeah, I don't know if the Cavaliers. Maybe the Cavaliers might try. I would assume they're going to try to trade him, but I doubt they'd trade him to the Knicks. I think they would trade him someplace else, and then he would just try to sit it out or something. Maybe they trade him to the Heat or some other place. You know, Damian Lillard's trying to go over there. You know. And Damian Lillard said something I read a few days ago, which makes a lot of sense. He said that, you know, the one team he doesn't want to go to is the Warriors. Because, you know, they won championships over there. He wants to be, you know, he wants to beat them. You know, he got that old school 90s NBA, 80s old school, you know, prior to that mentality of, hey, you want my behind, I'm gonna beat you up, I'm gonna go for revenge. But modern day players nowadays, they have that Kevin Durant, LeBron James, you know, super team, let me be with my buddies kind of mentality, you know. And you know, Kevin Durant one was even worse. Like, the team literally knocked you out. The Warriors knocked you out. With you were the star player of the Thunder. And before you could hear that what was it, that Imagine Dragons song, Thunder song, you know, the chorus, he signs with the Warriors, like the Golden Warriors. What is it? What is it? So on the waterfront or something, like, you know, he just basically. Man, that's a cowardly move. Like, you know, the team knocks you out, and then it's literally the old saying: if you can't beat them, join them. Like
that's
he literally,
what he did.
Like he took, like he put his tail between his legs and took his ball and quit. Like, I mean, how are you gonna go to the team that knocks you out? Like, literally just knocked you out. Actually, out of contention, when you're the lead of the team, it wasn't like you were like James Harden, like you were on the bench. You were on the bench, or you know, you were underutilized, and you know, you went for a fresh start to live up to your potential. You were the star guy. You were the main attraction, and then you quit on the team that won the championship prior to that. Like, that was even worse than the LeBron James decision. Like, I'm like, I mean, what was he thinking? Yeah, he won a championship, but it's like, I think he won two over there, if I'm not mistaken. But it's like, it was just a bad look. Wait, repeat that?
Yeah, it was two.
Yeah, man, it's just a bad look. Like, he took the easier way out to win a championship. Like, it's just, it's weak. It's still weak. Like, it happened, what, almost a decade ago? Or maybe a decade ago, and it's still weak. Like, it's still a weak move. And LeBron redeemed himself. At least he went back and got them a title. Like this, I mean, Durant, man, he totally destroyed his
image. Durant, I don't think it's been over a decade. I don't think it's been a decade.
It's close to it.
With Durant? With the Warriors, last time the Warriors won with him was, early?
It was like 2015 or so?
Maybe 2015 or something like that? Let me see.
I think the first time was, 2015, if I'm not mistaken.
Because they won, when he joined, they won back-to-back in his first 2 years there, right?
Yeah, because they remember they lost the I think they had the NBA record, and then they lost by one game because they had a 3-1 lead, and then then they lost three straight for LeBron to get his comeback, and then the Warriors panicked and signed him. You know what I mean? They couldn't win without him. I mean,
2017 and 2018. That's when he won the championships.
Yeah. I mean,
2019, they lost to the Raptors. That was his last year.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, come on. Like, you know, he's a great player. I mean, obviously he's one of the best players. I mean, I can't fault the Warriors if a guy like that want to come on your team to not take him. But he just looked mad weak. Like you can't even try to bounce, come back, you know, lead your team, the Thunder, to try to knock them off.
Lillard might go to the Miami Heat.
Well, yeah, that's
the rumors.
Yeah, the rumor is that that's the only team he would accept a trade to, and if not, he would just, I guess, sit it out or something. But yeah, I mean, he should just play whatever team he goes. Just play it out. Like, how many years he has, and I think he has one more year, so I'm not even sure. And then just, you know, go to the Heat. I think they're most likely gonna trade him to the Heat anyway.
I think that's probably what's gonna happen.
I think they're gonna honor his request. Unlike James Harden with the 76ers, where Maury or something, whatever his name is, Maury with the Houston Rockets. Yeah, the name escaped me. I guess I'm having 94 PTSD or something. But yeah, he accused him of being a liar and all that stuff. You know, because apparently, according to him, he agreed to re-sign with the 76ers so he could force a trade, get the money. But, why would you admit that? Like, if you really didn't want to go to a team just so you could get the highest contract, why are you going to re-sign with the team?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
And this shows that you're in it for the money. Like, if you really didn't want to go to that team, why are you gonna resign? And I'm pretty sure he did the whole, you know, I wanted to be here, you know, I'm just glad to be back, you know, try to win the championship. You know, the typical, you know, talk these players go. They go to the last place team and they'll be like, oh, you know, I just want, you know, it's not a money thing. You know, I just want to go to a place, you know, where I could win a championship, and, you know, the usual talk.
The usual thing, yeah.
Just say you want for the most money.
Yeah, just be honest, you know.
That's it. But it is what it is. Speaking of money, the WWE, man, the dreaded budget, quote-unquote budget cuts, man. Look at all these people that got released recently. Like, here's the list. You got Matt Riddle. You got Dolph Ziggler, Mustafa Ali, Shelton Benjamin, Top Dollar, Elias. I guess Ezekiel is fired too, I guess, when you think about it. Riddick Moss, Emma, his girlfriend. Rick Boos got fired too? Wow. Dana Brooks, Aaliyah, Mace, Mansoor. Yeah, they basically got rid of the whole, what's in that group again? That male model agency thing that LA Knight was briefly in. Bryson Montana from NXT, Quincy Elliott from NXT, Dabba Kato, remember him? He was Apollo Crews's bodyguard, and he was in that Raw Underground thing against Braun Strowman.
Right.
Shanky from Jinder Mahal's group. Yulisa Leon, Daniel MacArthur, Kevin Ventura Cortez. Yeah, man. So which one do you think was more shocking to you?
Well,
Dolph Ziggler, Shelton Benjamin, or I guess I'll even throw in Matt Riddle. But if you take out Matt Riddle, out of the two, Dolph Ziggler or Shelton Benjamin, who do you think was the more shocking of the two of the firing?
I mean, we haven't seen Dolph Ziggler really perform that much in a few years, really, right? I mean, he's been almost non-existent and jobbing,
mm-hmm.
really. You know, he hasn't been a main eventer in years, Dolph Ziggler.
Right.
Shelton Benjamin, I guess, yeah, you've seen little from him also. So maybe Dolph Ziggler, I guess,
mm-hmm.
you know, would be the shocking of the two. As far as Matt Riddle,
mm-hmm.
that's a different situation from what I'm reading. That wasn't no budget cut. That was stemming from an incident that Matt Riddle had at an airport recently where he was acting disorderly, probably because of substance abuse. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he has failed drug tests in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably under the influence of some type of drug or alcohol, who knows. Then he proceeded to accuse a staff member, employee there at JFK Airport, of sexual assault. And his rant online got the attention of WWE officials, who probably ended up talking to him and decided that they didn't want to deal with his behavior. He decided to release him. That's most likely what happened. His cut from WWE was not due to a budget cut, I don't think.
Yeah,
and
I would agree.
Also, he happened to reveal his dismissal from WWE 30 minutes before SmackDown aired, which was even more bizarre. Matt Riddle, wish him luck. If he does have issues with substance abuse, definitely needs to seek help for it.
Yeah, he definitely does. Because, I mean, it doesn't add up. He's a former MMA fighter. He's a wrestler. Like, who could sexually assault him? Like,
I think it's just high or something, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, logically speaking, I mean, it's a messed up situation. If allegedly that did happen, but I mean, he's a trained fighter. Any sense you could think of, like the odds of him being, you know, sexually assaulted by somebody is like slim to none.
Yeah, you know, out of all the cuts, you know, Elias to me would probably be the most surprising, because why did WWE bring him back?
Mm-hmm.
Like they ended up changing him back to his old gimmick.
Right.
They grew out the beard again and the hair, and then they didn't even use him properly again.
Yep.
And you're kind of, well, because I don't get what WWE does sometimes.
Yeah, why did they fight Rick Boogs? I mean, Rick Boogs, I mean, they hardly used him, but he was like Damian Sandow. You know, he was, you know, talented for what they used him for. Like, he did the most from what the little they gave him.
I don't get it. It doesn't make
Mustafa
any sense.
Ali, I mean, that's another guy too. I mean, I was never a fan of Mustafa Ali, but I mean, he was an athletic dude in the ring. But yeah, Dolph Ziggler and Shelton Benjamin, man, those are some head scratcher ones. Yeah, like you said, both of those guys haven't been used in a while, but when they are in the ring, you know, they still got it. Like,
yeah,
Dolph Ziggler, man, he's a 2-time world champion. Like, to me, he's on the level of Miz. You know, they had better success a decade ago, and you know, they're just seen as jobber. Well, I wouldn't say jobber. Maybe jobbers to like the top tier guys, I guess, B level wrestlers at best. You know, like you know, what I mean, they're like enhancement talent, but better in a sense. And Shelton Benjamin, I mean, that guy, he could have been a world champion, but they never trusted him to put the title on him.
Nope. Certainly had potential.
Yeah, man. Then you got Top Dollar, who the last big budget cut, he got cut with the Hit Row. What was it, last year or so? And it happened again.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, the other news in WWE was last week when The Rock finally came back, man. Like, that was shocking. He popped up in Denver. You know, he whooped Austin Theory's behind.
Oh yeah, that was hilarious.
Mhm. And they're basically planting the seeds of a possible Roman Reigns versus The Rock match in Philadelphia, WrestleMania 30. 40, I should say.
Oh, that's something that I believe in when I see it, because they've been saying that for the last 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to The Rock, it looked like last year they were close to doing it, but apparently they couldn't. They weren't able to do it. Some people accused maybe The Rock was holding out for the merger between UFC and WWE, you know, with Endeavor, to form the TKO company, and that's why he signed with them. Because shortly after that merger he did, that's when he popped up. But we shall see what's gonna happen. Now that WWE is merged with UFC. Yeah, well, we'll definitely see what happens with that.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, NXT, they're gonna have the No Mercy pay-per-view event. I think it's next week. Let me look. September 30th. It's gonna be in Bakersfield, California. And yeah, here's some of the matches right here. You got Norm Da versus actually it's Norm Da versus Butch or Joe Coffey in a British Rounds Rule match for the NXT Heritage Cup. I guess I'm going to pick Norm Dar for that one. You got Carmelo Hayes, the champion, the NXT champion, defending Ilya Dragunov. That should be a classic match. Maybe Ilya might win that match. Then you got Bron Breakker versus Baron Corbin. I think Bron Breakker will win that one. And then so far, last but not least, I mean, there should be more matches, but as of right now, these are the matches that are announced. You have Becky Lynch, the new NXT Women's Championship. She recently won that title a few weeks ago against Tiffany Stratton. This was the first time Becky Lynch ever won the NXT title. I think because of this, now she's a Grand Slam champion now in WWE. But yeah, I think that's about it. I don't think there's anything else I need to cover. I think I pretty much talked about everything I needed to talk about, if I'm not mistaken. Do you have anything you'd like to say, Matt, before we head out?
No. Everyone have a good night and enjoy the rest of your weekend, and check your local listings for my show iMac, and come back here, check out Sports of Legendary Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio.
You heard the man. Check out his show iMac. Check your local listings for that, and of course, come back here every Saturdays at 11 on Block Talk Radio, and check out this show, Sports Urban Legend, with me, William Ramo, and he is Macaulay Matthew. I will see you guys next week. Peace. We'll be right back.